episode 968, Simple Changes for Everyday Impact.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day here in the U.S. Yes, it is a holiday. It is Labor Day, and I hope you are enjoying an extra day off. Maybe you aren't going to labor so much today. We all need a break. But today, you're not going to give your mind a break. No, it's Mindset Monday, and we're talking about simple changes for everyday impact. This is something that you can do. Three things. You're going to want to implement these. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's time to let your dreaded Monday blues fade away. Make simple changes for everyday impact. It's lifestyle beyond expectation. Too many people hit repeat on, oh, I'm having a bad day. Are you stuck on that excuse? Did you wake up this morning with that feeling, even though it's a holiday? And maybe you're listening to this on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, another day of the week, and you're like, I wake up like that, feeling like that every day. This is just normal. What do you really expect from yourself? Or maybe you haven't even thought about it. You're just looking forward to the end of the day, only to repeat the whole thing over again. My guess is you're tired of playing the dreaded blues game. Now, we all have heard about getting rid of the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. Have you ever gone to a picnic? And it's those little creatures that come up and they just bother you. Whether they crawl on you or they bite your feet, or maybe it's just little bugs. It doesn't have to be ants. But they just sit there and they're around. They're a nuisance. You don't want them. Well, that's what happens to our negative thoughts, the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. We have those and we tend to hang out with them way too often. When was the last time you hung out with an ant? This negative thought that keeps telling you you're not good enough. This negative thought that says, you know what? You don't amount to anything. What are you thinking? You can't speak today. You're too tired. You don't look good. You've got, you know, droopy eyes, sagging arms. I mean, just it goes on and on and on. I have nothing to wear in my closet. These are all ants, and we live with them on a daily basis. But we have to be willing to get rid of them. Are you willing? Are you willing to try to build something bigger than the ants? That's the only way you're going to squash them. Now, I know that's easier said than done, but we also need to be realistic and practical. Here at Create Your Now, it's all about doing the do. It's all about knowing what you need to do to get the job done. Real practical, real life application is what I like to call it. So what simple changes can you implement in your day that will impact you greatly? Well, it's all about building upon each day. You don't want to subtract from your day. You want to add to your beautiful day. And here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Add impact every day. It's ADD. Oh, yes, we're adding today. I hope you've got your calculators. Okay, you're not going to need your calculator, but you are going to need your thoughts. You're going to need your mind, and you're going to need to focus. So you're ready to break it down to see what really add looks like? Well, let's dive deeper. Number one, we've got attitude of gratitude and praise. This is where you've got the praise for the day. You know, when you wake up in the morning, one of these times, I know many times actually, I've, you know, announced on here, you know, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's what I'm talking about. You got to be glad, even though you may be sinking in water. Think about Hurricane Harvey and the destruction that is done to Texas and Louisiana. People are struggling, but somehow, you know what? They're still putting a smile on their faces. I watch my family and my friends go through this stuff, and I hear their voice, and I talk to them, and they send me a text, and there's something still that hope resounds. It's still there. You got to be ready for God's blessings, even when a storm strikes. I like to call it the echo effect. Imagine yourself standing in a valley. And you know when you speak in a valley, it's like this echo chamber, right? And you say something, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it's all around. And the louder you get, the more excited it is. It gets louder and louder, and it just comes right back out at you. That's what you want in your life. You want the echo effect. You want to hear greatness repeated over and over again. It's attitude of gratitude and praise. Just by adding that little bit in your day, it's going to change your day. Because you know what? I bet you I know how you woke up this morning. Groggy eyes, kind of wiping the sleepiness out of your eyes. The first thing you do is you hit to the technology, and then you go for your cup of coffee or water. Now, I would prefer you to hit the water first before the cup of coffee because you need to hydrate. Okay, I know. That's for another episode. But then where's your attitude? Is it in the dreadful blues? Are you playing that game no matter what day of the week it is? And the only reason why you're happy on the weekend is maybe you get an extra 30 minutes of sleep. But you also stayed up 2 hours later. So really, you're not getting that much extra sleep. So you got to have the attitude of gratitude and praise. Number two, dare to be defiant. Whoa. Yes, that's the big D. Dare. Dare to be defiant. This is where you're pushing the envelope. You go beyond your own preset limits. Drop the mic. You mean I can live a limitless life? Yes, you can. You're the one who sets whether or not you can and can't do something. This is where you are extinguishing fear one step at a time to lead you to miles of greatness. What's holding you back? Most of it's fear. It's fear of the unknown. You're like, I don't get this thing. And it's the ants and you're scared of them. Okay, think of ants as these little things. You can squish them like a bug in a rug. Get rid of them. Dare to be defiant. Push the envelope. You know, think about what you really want to do in life. What have you been putting on the back burner? You got to dare to be defiant. Don't play into all the excuses that someone else comes up with, including your best friends, maybe including your own family. You could have grown up in a family that's just plain negative. I know those people. I've got really good friends that grew up in negative families, but you know what? They have chosen not to be negative. And they've had to work a little bit harder. But in retrospect, it's all worth it. It's all about what? Add impact every day. And this is how you do it. You've got to dare to be defiant. Go beyond. Extinguish that fear. Because when you're defiant, you're not letting fear rule you. You're just there and you're going for it. And guess what? God's there too with you. And when you put on his armor, nothing's impossible. So you got attitude of gratitude and praise. And number two, dare to be defiant. Number three, dream kingdom dreams. This is when you got to trust God's direction for your life and his calling. It's real easy for us to dream small. Ugh, I see that all the time. I hear the stories from people. And I sit there and I cringe. I'm like, oh my gosh, do you know? Do you know what you have wrapped up in you? I see you going here. I know you've got what it takes. But they just dream small because that's their comfort zone. Do you dream small? Maybe you dreamt small even when you were high school or college and you're like, yeah, I guess I kind of settled for this guy and I married him. Yeah, I kind of love him. And we had a couple kids and yeah, I guess it's kind of working out, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem the same anymore. And well, I don't know. I'll make do. I still kind of like him. We get along. Life's not too bad. Got a nice house, a few toys to play with. Is that the life you're living? Simple changes for everyday impact. Dream kingdom dreams. God does not want you to dream small. He created you on purpose, for a purpose. He wants you to dream big dreams. I can remember when I was with the children and I started this group called Praise Kids. And I can remember way back when I was growing up, when I was a little girl, it was kind of, I started out doing what I call the mom and pop, you know, Christmas pageant, where you go and somebody reads a Bible story and you have a few lines said, and then you sing Away in the Manger and Silent Night and a couple other songs, and that's the end. And that was great. And then I got a little bit older and my mom got even more creative and we started exploding life in front of us. We wanted to bring the Bible to life. Well, when I got older and Praise Kids came around, I said, I want to bring the Bible to life to these kids. And not only that, I want to take it out to the community. It's not just going to be here in the church. We've got to serve and take it out. So my whole dream, the kingdom dream, was that we would go and basically do these musicals, three of them a year, and make them mini Broadway style. I'm talking, you've got full on costumes. You know, you change the church setting into a sea. Have you ever tried to change the pulpit area and the baptistry and where the choir stands and where the praise band is and make it a sea and ocean full of creatures? I did it. I even turned it into a jungle. Okay, not literally, but I did with the kids and we put them in costumes and I had amazing teams all over working with me. That was a kingdom dream. It wasn't my dream. It was God's dream. He's like, come on. You don't have to be this little thing over here. You can be this big thing. It was always going bigger than what even I thought I could do. It was not of my doing. It was of his. Trust God's direction for your life and his calling. Go beyond the box, outside of the box. Go outside of the norm. Maybe you have grown up around people who are like, well, this is kind of what you do when you grow up and, you know, you get married and maybe you work outside. Maybe you become a secretary or a nurse. And I'm not knocking any of those, by the way. Understand that? They are all important. I haven't been a nurse, but I have been a secretary. I've practiced a ton in the medical arena. So understand I'm not knocking any of those. But what I'm saying is we limit ourselves based on our own experiences, what we've been exposed to. What have you been exposed to in your life? Dreaming small? Are you ready to dream kingdom dreams? Broadway style. Let's liven it up. Let's turn on the lights on you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't need ants anymore. Just squish them all. they're little pesky things anyway. I want you to have kingdom dreams. Psalm 37, verse 23 says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." The steps of you are ordered by God. You have no reason to fear. So dare to be defiant. And when you've got God on your side, you should have an attitude of gratitude and of praise. Because nothing is impossible. Add impact every day. Build on what God is doing in your life. Let me ask you a question. What do you want most out of life? What is it that you have been longing for? Maybe it's a really sizzling marriage. Maybe you had it at first, but years have passed and it's not so much anymore. And you're like, you want something more. The kids are starting to get older and you're like, I need a partner with me, not just someone who shares the same bed. There is a difference. What do you want most out of life? Maybe you want to build your business and you're trying to build it from the ground up. And you're getting a little impatient because you've been working on it for a couple years now. Maybe you're getting some pressure saying, I need to see you kind of performing and adding to the family instead of subtracting from. What do you want most out of life? Where are you in that? Maybe you want some help. Laura, I want to give a shout out to you. Laura reached out and she said, I'm ready to take aim. Maybe you're ready to take aim. You want help. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim, in the show notes. It's a coaching call with me. It's free, my gift to you. And we get to chat about your specific situation. Maybe it's about your kiddos that are absolutely driving you crazy. Maybe you want to go back to school. But you know you need to make some changes. But you don't know exactly how to get there or what it looks like. Click on that link. I want to come and join and walk beside you in your journey. Laura did. She reached out. And I can't wait for the opportunity to chat with her and to get to know her more. And Laura, thank you so much for listening and believing, and not believing in me, but believing in you. God created you on purpose for a purpose. Don't ever give up hope. God's always on your side. You know, nothing is impossible. You got to add impact every day. You can make simple changes. It's not rocket science, but it does take your effort to do it. I can sit here and talk till I'm blue in my face, or purple, or pink, or whatever color you want to make me. But you have to be willing to take the step, the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And when you add, okay, think about this. When you have the attitude and you dare and you dream, what does that do for you? That means you're present. You're going to be incredible. And most importantly, you're going to be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.